Oh, you the voice?
Nah, not me.
So if you're not the voice, who is?
The people, man. The people's the voice.
So what does that make you?
That makes me the middleman. I'm the middleman.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Middleman Podcast. I am the man in the middle, Kevin Martinez, and today I'm joined by my good friend, Harrison.
Yo, yo, yo. North Star Films in the house.
North Star Films in the house, man. I'm happy to have you here. As a matter of fact, I think we should just, you know, drop the tea, you know, drop the mic and just say what happened here. Because a lot of you might be confused because there's a big upgrade here. Listen, long story short, Harrison and I, we did a podcast already. It was phenomenal. It was fantastic. But we lost a camera file.
Unfortunately, it happens. As a cameraman, I already know how that goes. Done it.
Exactly. So, hey, we're here running it back, and I appreciate you being so, available to running it back, just because it's like, it was embarrassing. That was the first for me.
It's happened to me plenty of times. Like, I'd finish a video, next thing you know, it crashes, or it's happened to me plenty of times, honestly.
Gotcha. Yeah, man, so it's a pleasure to have you here. Do me a favor, try to turn up your mic a little bit. I think it's the sweet spot's more so in the front, not so much the side, okay?
Right here?
Yeah, that sounds better. We can honestly pick it up as well. There we go. Perfect.
Yes, sir.
There we go. Perfect. Harrison, North Star Films is in the fucking house, okay?
Glad to be here.
So let's talk about it, man. Let's just dive right into it. North Star Films, man. North Star Films is photography, videography. You also have North Star Spotlight. Tell us a little bit about yourself and tell us what you do there.
So I am based in the 570. Of course, I travel. Do a lot of photos, such as events, basketball, music videos, anything in that nature. Like, honestly, just shot a birthday dinner yesterday. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like very diverse. So I like to switch it up. And also have my own little segment. It's called North Star Spotlight. I have artists come in, perform one of their songs, and just post them.
Yeah, man, I love what you're doing with that North Star Spotlight. I love what you're doing with North Star Films, man. All your pictures are very professional.
Thank you.
I was looking at them earlier, and something that I like noticed that's very consistent, it never changes, is the focus.
Yeah.
The amount of focus that you put into every shot that you take is superior, bro. It's kind of crazy. You know?
Thank you. Yeah, I like to use a lot of like depth of field. So it's like...
Depth of field?
Yeah. So basically, like, the lower the number is... You feel me? The more blur you have, understand? And me personally, I like my pictures with like a good lighting and then a sweet blur, and like the subject is very like focused. You understand?
Yeah, no, I like that. I think it's a great way to capture images, and you don't do it just in your images. You also do it when you're recording.
Right.
You know?
And then I also edit through softwares, like all these different Adobe softwares, such as Lightroom. That's a great one, especially for everyone who's starting up this business. Lightroom's definitely a way to go.
Lightroom is your preferred post-production method?
Yeah, that's definitely my preferred for photos. Mm-hmm. But for videos, I have different softwares I use, Premiere, Final Cut. I feel like I use Final Cut the most.
Gotcha. Yeah. Dropping some dimes of knowledge for the people out there trying to get
anyone
into the
starting.
Field.
I'm never a hater. I will help anyone and everyone.
And you're very true to that, you know, and I know that you mean that because you are extremely... You're active on social media, you know?
Yeah.
And what's crazy is I feel like sometimes you go in like a drought, but then you also post something and everyone's backing you. And I think I know why everyone's backing you. It's because you always show love.
Yeah, that's one thing about me. I like to show love. Like, there's never anything wrong with showing love. It's not like, oh, you showing love to one person, supporting the next person. That's not going to make your business fail. Like, if anything, both of you guys are going to go up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly, and that's just beautiful. And a lot of people, they don't do that, you know.
Yeah, so, yeah, no, I see that. It's all right though. Everyone's their own person.
It's respect. It's respect. You know, it's about you come off as a very humble individual.
Yeah, very humble. Because I know what I have like can be taken away from me at any moment, anytime.
Gotcha. That's a great mindset to be in. It's just being humble. But also, you have a calm flex, bro, because you know what you're doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You definitely know what you're doing. And when did all this start for you? When did North Star Films start for you? When did you decide to pick up a camera and just get after it? You know, I'm pretty sure you started in the photography field, correct?
Yeah, I started in the photography field. I really started picking up a camera like 2.5 years ago. My friend had a camera. And honestly, like, once she had her camera, shout out Leslie, I would always play with it. You know, like this is when I was living in North Carolina at the time also. So, like, I'd always play with the camera. We'd go outside, go to the city. I'd take some flicks with her camera. I'm like, one day I'm going to buy a camera. And then I just stuck with it. Ended up buying one, like, 8 months to, like, a year later.
You mind me asking, like, what was so appealing to you, like, when you were doing all that photo shoots in North Carolina? What was so appealing that you were like, nah, like, I need to buy a camera?
It's just, like, capturing the moment. Like, I just love capturing the moment. Like, I'll just take a picture. I feel like every photo shoot I have, I'd be like, this is probably my best photo shoot. This is my best video, because it's just like, I don't know. I just feel like I keep elevating with the craft, and it's just like, I don't know. It's my passion, so I love it. It's just something that brings enjoyment, you know?
Yeah, like at the end of each photo shoot, you have enjoyment. You feel fire. Like every Friday that I post a podcast, right, you feel fire.
Yeah, you feel that. And honestly, I just shot a video right before I came here.
Yeah, yeah. We could definitely talk about that. You're always on the grind. You're on a hustle. I just saw that you were in Georgia doing some fantastic photo shoots,
yeah.
as well as another North Star Spotlight, correct?
Yes, I did do a North Star Spotlight. And it was at this like graffiti tunnel. And honestly, we were just driving around, saw the tunnel. We were like, bro, we're going to do this here. Like, this is the spot. Yeah. It's a perfect spot. And it's crazy. I just watched a Young Thug video for Young Thug. But I forget what song. It might be like Thief in the Night. And I've noticed like he was in the same tunnel. And I just noticed it yesterday.
What?
Yeah, nah, like the same exact spot in Atlanta. I was just like, sheesh.
Oh, that's crazy, bro. Yeah. That's crazy. It's just like... And you know, with that happening without you even noticing that that's where he shot that, that means that you have an eye for the scene.
Yeah, because I looked at it. At first, I was like, oh, because I was with someone, so I was just showing them. I was like, that's kind of similar to where I went. And then, like, 2 seconds later, I'm like, hold on, this is the exact same spot I just shot this video at. So it's pretty crazy.
That's crazy. So let's talk about North Star Spotlight. Let's get into that a little bit. You know, we definitely talked about it. You said that you're trying to make, you call it a segment, you know, but...
Yeah.
I think it's more of like a platform.
No, it definitely is a platform. I kind of say a segment because it's like I'm branching myself off in a lot of different things, such as that, the photos, the videos. So it's just like I called it a segment. But honestly, it's like its own little branch. Like,
now you were just saying. So it's like it's a branch off the main trunk, like how the Middleman Podcast has a Middleman Podcast. And then the Middleman Podcast also presents Tea Time,
not brought to you by,
but inspired by Arizona Iced Tea. I get what you're saying. Exactly. Yeah, it's just like another side series. And I feel like you get a lot of love for that, man. How's your journey been with that? You know, I think one of your first videos that you released was with a gentleman named OB Santana.
Yeah, that was the first video I released on North Star Spotlight. Shout out OB. We actually shot that at Naog, the treehouse. Are you aware? Have you ever seen it?
Yeah, Naog, the treehouse. Yeah. It's a beautiful spot.
So, like, the one morning, I forget what I was doing, but I ended up being at Naog, seeing that spot. I was like, oh, yeah, this would be a perfect spot. And then that day, like, mind you, I didn't even have North Star Spotlight, like, intact yet. Like, I wasn't thinking about live performances. But that day, it just came to me. I was just like,
really?
Yeah.
Like, that was just, like, organic. Yeah. It happened. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, because I always thought about, like, bringing it up, but, like, that's what really made me... like solidify it, like, okay, this is gonna be North Star Spotlight. So I call the one artist up. I'm like, yo, bro, I have a dope spot for us to shoot this video. I'm just gonna capture different angles, nothing crazy, no, like too much edits. And that's what I want, like, North Star Spotlight to be. I don't want like a lot of edits because that's what, like, if I have a lot of edits, a lot of transitions, a lot of different movement, like that, to me, that's a music video. You know what I mean? So it's like, I kind of just wanted to keep it like authentic, raw, just come in, perform one of their songs, you know, just go from there.
You know what North Star Spotlight reminds me of?
What?
It reminds me of a, what's it called? Tiny Desk Concert.
Oh, yeah. Like, and there's a lot of different things, like On the Radar, Radio, Freestyle, from the Block. There's a lot of different. But honestly, I didn't see any in like the 570 area. So I just wanted to create a platform for like artists to be seen. Like, my pages are just growing every single day. Like, thankfully, very appreciative, especially with everyone supporting me. But it's just going to get to the point that it's just going to be like a lot of followers, you know, hopefully a lot of different. Every time somebody comes in, performs one of their song, not only give me like the shine, but it's also going to give like the artist the shine, you know?
Yeah, 100%. It gives them a shine. I was listening to a couple of I was watching and listening to the videos, and I really enjoy these videos. It's really, really fun. If you haven't seen the videos, make sure you check out, what's your YouTube page so people can go ahead and check that out?
North Star, honestly. But if you just type in North Star Spotlight, you'll just find all my videos.
That is very true. If you type in North Star Spotlight, you will find it. So don't just type in North Star. Because
there's a couple Spotlight. North Stars.
There's just North Star Boys. I was like, what the fuck is this? But they seem pretty famous. So, but back to the videos. If you haven't checked them out, seriously, go check them out. Especially all the artists, you know, because you're trying to give a platform for artists and let them express themselves in a professional manner as well. It's so professional. You know, it really does look like a Final Cut. You're saying you don't want to make it as a music video, but it's like low key. It's a low key music video.
I try to get like the best lighting, color graded to the best, like my eye, my scene, like my vision, you know. Mm-hmm. So I just try to create something, even though it's nothing like very advanced. It's just like still making magic happen with simplicity.
You have like about 3 or 4 angles in the videos. How many cameras are you using to make those?
Believe it or not, it's one camera.
What?
Like we'll just take a couple scenes, you know.
Gotcha. But
I also just picked up a new camera, so like that's just gonna be used more.
Yeah, it's just videos. That's crazy, bro. I didn't know that. That's actually really, really cool and tough. That's a tribute to your camera work though. Your directing skills as well.
Exactly. You gotta try to make things happen with what you have. Like I didn't have multiple cameras at the time, you know, so it's just like one camera, I'm just gonna make it work.
Nah, that shit's fucking crazy because as I was just sitting here talking to Michael earlier, I'm like, yo, how many cameras do you think he has? And no joke, we said 3 or 4. I'm like, yeah, he's got 3 or 4.
I actually have 3 cameras now, so yeah.
But when you make those...
Oh, yeah, when I make, like, especially just North Star Spotlight, I use one camera.
That makes sense, because I was going to be like, are all 3 cameras the same quality? Because I'm like, the quality is consistent in every single one. You know, I'm like, it's crazy, though.
And
it's,
that would be a lot of money. Soon, though. We'll get up there soon.
Nah, seriously, I like it's really a tribute as to your directing, to be able to make it so fluent. Although it's one camera and multiple shots,
right, thank you.
Because it really does just look like one continuous video with 3 different angles going on. And then you got the microphone coming out from the sky. And Obi Santana, there were like some people who pulled up, so people are going to be attracted to it.
Exactly. Even with, I had one with Envy Goat. Shout out Envy.
That kid's crazy. Shout out Envy, bro. Yeah. Shout out Vibe, though. That shit's crazy.
Vibe's a good, great song. You can stream it on all platforms. But when I was shooting his video, the kids were just like attracted. So like if you watch the video of our North Star Spotlight performance, you'll see kids in the back with like their bikes. The one kid just staring afar across the street. Like, so it's pretty dope. Gets people interested.
Excuse me. I did peep that and it was in the neighborhood. And I was like, yo, that's really, really dope. Yeah. You know, people are really going to connect with it. And I think you're onto something great here, especially because like you mentioned, you feel like there's not that much of anything of that caliber going on in this area.
So
with the abundance of artists that I meet, an abundance of artists that I meet, you know?
And shout out to you also. Like, I'd be having artists here and there like, oh, you know Kev, like, from the Middleman Podcast? Like, yes, sir, that's my boy.
But that means we're doing things right. The Middleman Podcast was meant to bring people together.
Exactly.
It was meant for me to be in the middle and just be like, yeah, I know him. And it's like, all right, cool. Then, you know.
And I'll give you flowers for this podcast because, honestly, it's a great idea.
Thank you.
Yeah, a lot of people, definitely getting people noticed, networking with a lot of people. Shout out to Kevin from Middleman Podcast.
Thank you. Networking is a great part of podcasting. It's a great part of any entrepreneurship that we're doing here. You know, and I wanted to ask you, how do you network your way into all of these, into these functions? You know, because you've been to some pretty intense events. You know, like I seen a Lil Rec. You were a part of a Lil Rec concert, it appeared.
I was at a show. It was in Williamsport, actually.
Okay.
So it's like me, myself, I market a lot through social media. I use platforms such as Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and TikTok, honestly. Like, that's a great platform nowadays. So I'll like display my work through there. And also word of mouth. Because I feel like, especially at a point in my time when I was first starting up, I knew a lot of like these college kids. So, you know, I'd be around. I would never just give someone like my personal page. Like, I'm just like, oh, here, follow my photography camera business page. And that's how I really gained the attraction, started connecting through people and things of that nature.
Yeah, definitely. Gaining the crowd, you know, gaining the momentum behind you, especially from a college crowd, because they're like the future, right?
Yeah, literally.
You know, it's like it's amazing. You know, like there's probably so many people in the college right now that are maybe thinking about trying to do a podcast or something like that. Yeah, you know, it's like us being where we're at right now, we're not at the top of it. We're not king shit. But there are levels to this. You know what I mean?
Definitely levels to this.
And
humbly.
yeah. And I said this at a stand-up event that I was at about 2 weeks ago. And I basically said to the crowd that it doesn't, that there's always a rookie under you.
Right.
That no matter like where you think you're at, there's always a rookie under you, you know? So it's like, it's so easy to start something, bro. It really is. And one of the things I live by is like, why not me?
Yeah. Why not me?
You know, literally. Why not me? Why not you? Why can't you be the most successful, you know, photographer, videographer out here in Scranton? Why can't, fuck Scranton, worldwide. Right. You know, why can't this podcast be worldwide? And it's crazy because like people, something I've been getting a lot of backlash on, and I want to see your take on it. Is I don't watch podcasts, okay? So I don't watch podcasts, okay?
Really?
I don't.
That's actually hard to believe.
Right? No, is that? thank you. So I don't watch podcasts, all right? I watch podcasts like far and few in between. If there's a guest who I know and I'm like, oh, okay, I would actually kind of want to hear what this person has to say, right. I will watch a podcast. But because I don't watch podcasts, I get a lot of criticism for it.
Okay.
Because people are like, yo, you got to like watch podcasts. You got to see how other people do it, which it's not that I'm... I don't mind seeing how they do it. It's just I want to make it my own way.
Right.
You know,
there's nothing
wrong
with that, honestly. Like, it's honestly nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, so it's just like, I don't know. I've been getting a lot of backlash for that. It's like, yo, how do you not watch podcasts? I'd be like, because you know what you can't learn from watching a podcast? You can't learn how to have a conversation.
Which is very true. And that's with, like, anything you're doing. I feel like whatever you're doing, you could watch as much basketball, and that's not going to make you the greatest basketball player. Like, you could watch as much anything, but doing it hands-on, like, actively, that's just going to get you the best.
But to be as organic, right, you can't teach that shit. You
can't
teach someone to be themselves, you know? Like, I am who I am. Kevin Martinez, Kmart with 2 T's, 3-2-1, under the sun, got no gun, no need to run, is the same as... the middleman. Okay, so I'm sorry. I just had to get that off my chest. I completely diverted.
No, I understand. Going. Harrison's the same as North Star.
Yeah, exactly. Same. And I see that. I do see that. With the Big Bass Pro Shop, you know, because you got many of those hats, though.
Lots of different colors, too.
Lots of different colors. So, you know, we were just talking about your video. And one thing that I wanted to talk to you about with the North Star Spotlight, there was one difference that I've seen in all your videos. Mm-hmm. And the one video I'm talking about is the one with Cinco.
Okay.
So with Cinco, when he's standing in front of that mural.
Shout out Cinco.
Yeah, I met him too. Yo, that guy, you got bars, kid. You got bars. I was actually just with him
right before this. the video.
Oh, that was him? All right, perfect. We'll catch up into that in a bit. But when you did his shoot, right, at the end of it, you got in front of the camera and you started talking. You're like, yo, tell him what you're about. You know, like, tell him what you represent and what you stand for. And I thought that was really, really good.
Yeah, I honestly just wanted to switch it up, get a better take on the artist for other people to understand, like, who this person is, where they can stream him, et cetera, et cetera. So I plan on bringing that a lot more into my future, like, spotlights, live performances, but sometimes I forget, like, today I didn't even do it.
Gotcha. I think that I think it's a good idea. I mean, you run your page and you run your show how you want to run your show. I think... just giving that little bit of piece of information put like a personality to Cinco, you know, although you hear him through his music,
especially in the end of that video, like he's real goofy. You could just tell.
Exactly. Like you were able to distinct that about him. So I don't know, man, just a suggestion that I wanted to throw out. I found out that was you did that for just this video. And I was like, I really like that. I think you should do it again.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to incorporate it more into the further videos.
It's like a small interview, you know. And I think it will work out really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
I think it really, really, really good. So yeah, definitely, artists got to tap in with my boy Harrison over here at North Star because he's chasing his dreams. You know, speaking about North Star, you know, you got that. It's such a significant name, and you know, you always got to ask people why they started with that name.
So. So North Star came about like, first of all, I always looked at myself as a star, even though a lot of people don't know me. I'm still like to myself, I'm a star because I'm confident, you know. So basically, I wanted to incorporate that with my business name. And if you guys didn't know, North Star in astrology means like destiny. And honestly, like I'm chasing my destiny. I'm trying to be the best me possible. So that's basically the reason. But also, what really solidified the name was XXXTentacion. Mm-hmm. He had a song. It was called North Star. And I was like, see, that is a perfect name. Like, I'm going to use this name.
Gotcha. Yeah, and did you know when you were going into, when you were, like, finalizing your name, did you know the significant meaning behind North Star? Or was that just something you found out after the fact?
Nah. I mean, it depends what part. Like, I always just wanted, like, you feel me, to incorporate star in my name. But then I always knew of the North Star, but I didn't really know, like, the meaning behind it, you know? Yeah. Like, what it actually truly means. And then did some research, and I just started thinking about it. I was just like, yeah. You do this one.
Come to find out, if you look up North Star, it really means like destiny.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
Like you're chasing your destiny, you're following your goal. And I think that is like so crazy. That's like one of like God's plan, right?
Yeah, it's like God's plan.
It just fell into place like that, you know, and it's just like it's crazy when those moments happen. You know.
Yeah, and I honestly I praise God every day. Like I'm a huge, you know, like advocate for I don't know, like thanking him for everything. You know, just praying for my peoples, things of that nature. So I always keep God with me, you know?
Yes, that's good, man. That's very good. Everyone is, you know, everyone needs someone to speak to. And right. If you need to speak to someone and religion's there for you, great. You know, and if it isn't, then just talk to someone. Please do.
Right.
Seriously. Religion is really important to a lot of people. Me, myself, I'm just like, I acknowledge that I'm blessed with where we're at right now, like where I'm at right now, you know, knowing where I came from a basement in Far Rockaway, mm-hmm. New York, you know, with two doors, the front door and a bathroom door. That's it. Everything else was blankets and fucking bed sheets, you know. But to be where I'm at right now, it's like it's really, really it is a blessing, right. You know, although I don't pray and say my thanks, I am well aware that I am blessed to be where I'm at right now, you know. So that's my take on religion. And, you know, I believe in it to a higher power, but I may not practice it as well as I should, you know, but also it's like, it's a self-belief.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Very self-belief.
So if you feel like you're doing enough, then you're doing enough. And if you're not doing enough, then go do more. go do more. Okay, so let's transition into your photography, man. You have some really, really great photos. You just mentioned, I just mentioned that you went to Georgia.
I was out in Atlanta for about like 8 days.
Yeah, that looked like a really great trip, and it looked like you were on the grind while you were down there.
Yeah, I connected with people with their own brand. Shout out SLC Worldwide. I actually just had a photo shoot with him out there. It's on my page on Instagram. If you don't follow already, it's North Star Films with an underscore after it. But yeah, I just had a photo shoot with him. I also, as we mentioned before, I had that North Star Spotlight. The live performance with YG Menace. He did his thing.
Shade was important in that one. You know, shade was important in lighting.
It was actually really nice lighting. Captured everything.
Just natural.
I also had a shoot at an OTE game. I don't know if you're aware of, like, the Overtime Elite. They have their own basketball team with, like, the top players in the country.
What's the league called?
OTE.
OTE. Okay, yeah. Is it a worldwide league or is it a nationwide league?
I'd say it's a nationwide lead, but I feel like Overtime is just like worldwide. Like
okay.
The people who actually like created it. So it's just like a lot of the top prospects that's most likely going NBA bound. They have their own league, and it's crazy to me because it's like high school players from like age 16, if I'm not incorrect, to 20. And
really,
these kids are getting paid $100,000 guaranteed.
What?
A year. Yeah.
Wow.
Minimum. It's crazy. That's... But like their talent shows, like these kids are great. Like they're very talented. It's I'm just mind blown the things they do.
That's awesome. No, your photo shoot for that, your release, the way you had the rollout, I really enjoyed it. It was a little bit different. You put photos in a series.
Oh yeah, yeah. I actually did that through CapCut. Yeah, it's CapCut. You could honestly download that app on your phone. I just put a lot of photos together, chose a song, and then did a slow thing, and it came out really nice.
Yeah, no, it came out really, really nice. Honestly, my favorite set out of those photos were the series 2. I think you titled it High Flyers or something sort.
Yeah, High Flyers. Yeah, that was the second game. It was like YNG Dreamers versus Nocta. And the one thing that's crazy to me is like the Nocta team was actually Drake's team. Like,
what?
Yeah, Drake owns that team. So everything they had on, from the gear, everything, that's just Drake's team.
OVO.
OVO.
That's crazy. Wait, were their jerseys OVO?
Wait, you said what?
Where's
I believe it was just Nike jerseys.
Oh, that would have been crazy though.
But it was dope. It was just like embedded in like their own brand.
That's really, really cool. How'd you end up there? That sounds like a really good spot to be.
Yeah, at first I bought tickets for them. Then I decided to get a media pass. So I got a media pass.
Fire. Smart.
Yeah, I got a media pass and then found myself courtside.
Yeah, nah, you were dead ass courtside, and that was a power move by you.
Yeah, definitely a power move.
That was a power move. You saw, oh shit, they got media. Let me do that. Let me get in there. And that was really, really great, man. And I didn't know about that league. That league sounds very interesting. I gotta look into it a little bit more.
A lot of celebrities go to the games. It's honestly just a good time.
How was the vibe there? How did you feel? Were you like, yo, I'm in my element?
Yeah, nah, I felt like this is my prime. Like I'm courtside at this big game. The announcer is like a two-time WNBA champion, and now she's an announcer for them. She's an announcer for the Chicago Bulls. Like, I'm just around, like, people, like, celebrities or people that's just doing it, you know? It's just, like, felt like a different crowd. I felt like I belong in this state, like, in a bigger city, at least. Like, I love Scranton to death, but, like, I definitely want to get to the point where I expand, you know?
Hey, we all got to fly sometime, right?
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
I don't love Scranton. I mean, I enjoy Scranton. Yeah. I don't necessarily dislike it, but I'm ready to move as well.
Yeah, I'm definitely. I see myself being somewhere in the South. Hopefully Atlanta. I'm going to look back at this video from like 6 months from now, and hopefully I'm just living in Atlanta.
Yeah, that'd be awesome, man. That'd be great for you. You know, you did that video with YG Menace. Did you know him prior to going to Atlanta, or did you?
Yeah, I actually knew him prior to going. He's actually from like this area. He did live in Atlanta, but he came back. And once he came back, that's when we really connected.
Gotcha. Yeah, so I really loved your photos. And when you take your photos, man, like I said, I think focus is one of your biggest things. You know, like,
right.
What was that term that you used earlier? What do you adjust?
Depth of field. That's just like, it's like the aperture. Like, if you put the aperture, if you have like a lens that accepts like...
Aperture. Yeah. Gotcha, bro.
No, but if you have like a lens that accepts like a low aperture, the lowest... The lower you go, the more blur you're going to create. And that's what, to me, I just feel like it just makes the subject pop, you know? And that's how I like my photos to be.
Yeah, no, I like that. I like that because it blurs out a lot of things. You've done some pretty interesting photo shoots. There was one where I saw a man holding a reptile. You guys just holding a snake?
Yeah, that was my boy Will, actually. He owns a lot of different reptiles, and it's crazy because, like, his be like one of one, like, dude, one of 13.
Does he like have a license for this or like?
Oh yeah, like he has a whole business on it. Like this is what he does.
What?
Yeah, he'd be around like some big people on Instagram too that also do the same thing. And it's dope to see like someone actually doing, I don't know, something of like, I don't know many people who do that. Like that's some Steve Irwin.
I was going to say the same thing, bro. I don't know anyone out here trying to handle a snake.
Yeah, nah, it's crazy, but it's actually very dope, and he has a huge following from it.
That's really, really awesome. I think I would love to meet Will.
Definitely. I'm going to connect you guys really soon.
I would love that, man. I really would. And honestly, if he brings his reptile in here, I'm jumping out this window. So, Will, if you do pull up, bro, don't bring it. Just don't. Leave it at home. You know, it's okay.
Show pictures.
Exactly. Show pictures. Nah, honestly. I might pull up on him and be like, yo, let me see the snake.
Yeah.
I'm trying to hang around with a snake a little bit.
Maybe even tea time. Just let him rock with him on tea time.
Damn. Maybe a lizard over a snake. I don't know. I've petted an alligator in like the fifth grade when I was in Florida. There's a photo of me and a group of kids holding a python.
Cool.
And I think about that photo and I'm like, what the hell, bro? Why are they letting little ass kids hold a python?
Yeah, not literally. Actually, during his photo shoot with him, I was holding one of his snakes, and I was just like, whoa, like, what am I doing? I was complaining the whole time, like, bro, I'm not trying to do this. He's like, bro, come on.
Just do it. It's friendly. Trust me. Be like, oh, yeah, you speak snake, don't you?
Yeah, right.
you speak snake. We had that photo shoot. That was a really, really great photo shoot. And, yo, there was this one photo shoot, bro, that I forgot to mention the first go around, and I'm like, damn, I can't believe I forgot to mention that one. It's over here at the Scranton Iron Furnaces.
Okay.
There's a woman, I believe she's in a pink dress, and she was wearing, or no, she had a newspaper in her hand.
Oh, yeah.
Newspaper in her hand. And this photo shoot, go ahead, explain what this photo shoot's all about.
It's actually crazy. I got an inspo from it online, kind of.
I'm sorry, you got what?
an inspo, like an inspiration.
Oh, okay.
But it wasn't necessarily them burning the newspaper. It was just like them holding a newspaper. But like I ended up just saying, like, whatever, we should just grab a lighter, light it up, and just go. I'll put like the shutter speed up so I could take multiple pictures at a time and just go from there.
Yeah, because you got to be wary for the model's freaking hands who's holding a paper.
Yeah, no, literally. But she wasn't really scared. Like, she was all for it. She was excited. She saw the vision. So from there, we just created magic. Created it was fire. Literally.
Really literal fire. I really enjoyed that photo shoot. And that's just like a great idea for you to... Do you often find yourself thinking on a fly in some shoots?
Yeah, like... especially with videos, I do a lot of run and gun videos, which means like I wouldn't have a spot like necessarily in mind yet. Even with photos, like I wouldn't really have a spot necessarily in mind. So I'll just like, if I'm driving around somewhere, I usually drive around and just like see dope spots. And I'll be like, oh, okay, I'm going to use that for a photo shoot. I'm going to use that for a video, you know?
Like, do you mark it on your iPhone, like save location?
Sometimes I write it in my notes, but like majority of the times I just remember.
Yeah. Good job, bro. You got better memory than me.
For certain situations.
No, I really like that. Do you ever feel like you put extra pressure on yourself when you do that? Because it's like, you know, you're kind of telling yourself like in the moment, like, oh, shit, I'm going to find a spot and we're going to do it. But you ever feel like maybe you won't find a spot?
It depends. I don't really feel necessarily pressured as much. You know, like I usually speak to my client like beforehand, let them know. That we should just go look for spots. Like, I feel like once we're driving around and see something naturally, those are the best shoots than actually, like, planning them. It depends on certain situations also. Like, if we're actually shooting something, like, a big budget music video or something of that nature, like, I like that to have, like, a vision board. I like to have everything written down, what we're doing, at least for a foundation. You know, like, give me a foundation where we're going to start. You feel me?
Yeah, it probably works both ways, but do the people usually come with you with a vision, or do they sometimes just be like, hey man, I kind of want to shoot something, like, how's that usually work out?
A lot of people just say they want to shoot something, so it's like, I'll find a location, but everybody who also books with me, like, I like to ask them, like, do you have any locations in mind? If not, what are you wearing? I always ask people, like, what they're going to wear to the shoot, so I could base, like, the location off of, like, their style, if you know what I mean?
Are you big on style? I mean, I would say you're big on style, bro. Yeah. Like,
yeah, I like clothing. Like, I like to buy, it doesn't even have to be like designer or fashion, like expensive clothing all the time. Like, I like different, like, I support other people's brand. Like, I actually found this hoodie on Instagram. Dope hoodie.
Yeah, what's it say?
Complicated in the front, and in the back it says, hold on, what does the back say?
Give me 1 second here. Loving you is not complicated. No, I think it says loving you is complicated. Yeah, loving you is complicated.
Oh yeah, see, that's a dope little brand.
That hurts, man. That's a heart hurt, man. That's Kendrick Lamar, the You song. Loving you is complicated. Love that song. Yeah, man, fashion is a pretty big thing. And I was looking through your YouTube earlier, right? And it's fun looking through your YouTube because I was seeing some stuff. I was seeing that you had a vlog at one point.
Yeah, that's video. When I was first starting, actually. Like, that was through my iPhone.
Okay.
I did it through my iPhone. Edited it through iMovie on my iPhone.
It looked like a lot of fun. Would you ever consider going back down that vlog avenue?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely going to start vlogging more. I ended up buying a diamond tester recently. So
what?
A diamond tester. So
you about to pop up on the street to be like, yo, how much is that chain?
Yeah, like, it's a whole trend. Like, if you go through YouTube, I'm sure you'll find that, like, hundreds of videos of people around the world it's just a form of entertainment.
This shit is fake as fuck. Okay, I'm gonna just go ahead and say that. I don't know. Hey, it was gifted to me. I know the people who gifted to me. I know they're not ballers, but it looks nice, all right?
Yeah, exactly.
And it's sustainable. It's not gonna break.
Right. You could always just be like, oh yeah, it was a gift.
It is a gift. You know, I don't wear chains. You know, and I put it under the shirt because I'm not out here trying to flex.
Right. That's not exactly, me, bro. That's not exactly. It's all fun and games at the end of the day. It's not really to like deteriorate anyone. I will ask someone before I even come upon doing a video of that nature of like, would you be interested?
Yeah, would you allow me to test your?
I'm not just gonna go on the internet and just violate someone. Like, nah.
Sometimes you might have to, bro. Be like, yeah, bro, this shit right here, it's this much money, da-da-da. You put the thing on it, be like, oh, yikes.
Sheesh.
Well, listen, man, I'm not here to talk about your pockets, but you're wearing all those chains, and yet you're still hopping in a taxi. What's going on here? You don't even got a car. That's funny, man. I think that's really, really great. I think you would do very, very well, extremely well in a vlog setting, because I feel like you can narrate. I know a couple photographers, videographers. Shout out Z Vision. Shout out Eli. Don't shoot him.
1K resolution.
And 1K resolution. He's still out there doing his thing. Shout out all of them. But there are just like some people who just don't want to get in front of the camera, and that's okay, you know. But sometimes they're not built for it. But I feel like you, in the way that you articulate yourself, the way you can connect, do you connect with people easily, would you say?
Yeah, I connect with a lot of people. I feel like people are very like common to be comfortable around me, even when they first meet me, like, because I'm just myself. I'm not forcing anything. I'm not faking anything. It's just like, it's just me.
That's the vlog content. That's the humility of just being real, you know. And I think you would do great in doing that. So I think you
hopefully
should
sometime in the near future, definitely gonna look
up
into it.
Pick it back up. And honestly, even if you don't do a vlog, you know, you still have a North Star spotlight at the end. If you do end up talking to people at the end, it's sort of a vlog right there.
Exactly.
Because even you were being goofy in that Cinco video.
Yeah.
Over there dancing. What are you talking about? You know? That shit looked like a lot of fun. It really does look like a lot of fun. I would love to come on one of those shoots if that's ever possible.
Yeah, no, we definitely can. Any shoot. I'll definitely hit you up.
So. Yeah, that sounds great. You just got done doing the shoot, you said, with Cinco.
He was with me, but it was actually of my one friend in Strasbourg. Shout out Teo.
Teo.
Yeah,
Teo. I know that name. So Teo, I've heard you before, bro. You doing your thing.
Yeah, he had a great track. We shot that right in the middle of downtown. So basically you have traffic going up, traffic coming back. Everything's just going to be like included in that video.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. And you set it up with the microphone coming from the sky. Like they're Bruce Buffer just talking to the mic. And that's just like so tough, bro. Yeah. I'm sorry. I really do enjoy your video work, man. I really do. And it was mostly self-taught?
Yeah. I never went to school. Never had no classes for it. Just me and YouTube University. Like, that's about it.
That's golden, man. That's golden. Yeah, that's absolutely excellent. You know, we just did the comedy over there, and you said you wanted to talk to me about
that. Oh, yeah, I definitely want to hear how that night went. How did the comedy go? How was the crowd? Things of that nature.
Shout out Kafar Meyer at Self Privilege Essentials.
Kafar.
We had a whole networking party, and it was performances by comedians, poets, artists, and Mike was the cameraman, and he captured a lot of work. So we're looking forward to the final product, everything being put together, because dude, he was putting in long hours recording.
Yes, sir.
He really was. There was a whole lineup. But honestly, how did it go? How did stand-up comedy go? Mike, how'd it go? you were watching.
How did your comedy go?
Yeah, you were watching. How did it go?
Yeah, it was pretty good. I mean, you didn't embarrass yourself, but it was good. It was good. Well, the event went good, but Timmy's set was good. You know what I mean? We had some poetry, music, but everything went well, you know?
Definitely sounds like a good vibe.
Even you were networking, you know? And I honestly, I've never seen you in an atmosphere like that.
Yeah, it was like my first time actually like networking with people.
Yeah, I highly recommend that, especially getting your business name out there. Mm-hmm. Even business cards. I don't know if you have business cards, but
yeah, right now I'm just like recording for just myself right now. But a lot of people just, video or something, you know?
Yeah, so exactly. Might as well. They're good to have. Can get one as like a pack of like 1,000 at Staples for like $20, $25.
There was a lot of people asking if he did videos, music videos.
Yeah. Oh. You know. I was just like, no, but you know, I was like, I'll hook you up, or I can, you know, recommend someone, you know?
Yeah, me personally, I always say yes at everything. Like, I can do it. Because regardless, it's not that difficult. Like, you're going to learn you'll get like the basics of it at least very quick. So it's like, always say yeah.
Just say yeah and do it. But it's more so, I think, what you want to chase, right? It's like the what you want to record.
Yeah, I just filmed the whole event. Like, honestly, I filmed the whole event. Just kind of, I wanted to make a video for myself. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Yeah, a little personal vlog.
I'm making it right now. And then I was like, hey, Kafar, I'll just make you like a recap video. You know what I mean? And he was like, yeah, bet. You know? So that's what my thing was there.
So one thing that did happen during that show was that I had to open.
Oh, you opened it. So you set the vibe.
Bro, I had the open, bro. And I knew, I had a very strong feeling going into it that we were going to do comedians first, because there were not so many comedians as compared to poets
right.
and artists. And not to mention, there was a lovely painter there who she will be joining the podcast. She was doing a live paint right there. Her final product was tremendous. Watching her do her thing was, it was crazy. It was mind-blowing to me. It was a form of art that was just beautiful to watch happen. But yeah, I opened up. I was nervous. You know, I stepped outside for a little bit. My legs were a little shaky because I know how I am, right?
Yeah, it'd be like that.
But I'll be honest with you. After the first joke, I was relaxed. I felt good.
That's the best feeling, too.
Yeah. I felt good, man. I felt real good. Feeling good is really, really good because not to mention, like you, like I mentioned before, we've done this podcast before. We lost the video. It's unfortunate. But in that first go around, you and I finished the podcast and we were like, you know, we could have done better.
Right. You definitely could have done better.
We could have done better.
Which I feel like we have.
Killing it. We are doing better. And you know, for you, what made you feel like we're doing it better the second time around? What was the experience from the first time around to the second time around? What's different?
From the first time around, I felt like I had more nervous, you know, shaking up a little bit. I didn't show it as much, but like deep down, I know like, oh man. So it's like, now I'm just comfortable. Like, this is not hard. I think I was just overthinking it.
I need a lot of people to understand that. It's not hard. It's really not that hard to have a conversation for an hour. By the time we're done with this, it's like, oh shit, an hour passed by already, yeah, you know? Literally. This time around, we got our boy Ty over here who's been snapping some wonderful photos
shout
for
out
us.
Ty.
So shout out Ty. I guess he's coming in.
Yes, sir.
My name's Talo White. There'll be merch coming out soon.
Grab that microphone, Ty.
Merch coming soon. You heard him.
Yeah, my name's Talo White. You feel me? A lot of people call me Ty around here. I'm from Scranton area. But there's going to be merch coming out, 444 Productions, so, you know.
All right.
Tune in.
We'll keep them tapped in. So thank you for being here, Ty. Thank you for joining the Middleman Podcast, being in the background, snapping some wonderful photos for us through North Star's camera over here. So go ahead. What do you got?
Thanks for having me, brother.
Of course, man. Of course.
Shout out the Middleman.
Thank you. And the second time around, so what I want to say about the difference between the first time around and the second time around was the first time around, I wasn't in the right headspace, bro. I'll be honest. I was just like, I was having a down week. I was having a down day, you know?
Which happens.
And what's crazy to me is I realized it after the fact with the podcast. When I was listening to it, I could tell that I was off my game. You know, I said something when I was comparing North Star Spotlight to something, right? I meant to say what I said today was... Tiny Desk Concerts, right?
Right, right.
That's what I meant to say. You want to know what I said the first time around?
What'd you say?
Silent Library.
I remember that.
And you let it rock. I mean, you let it rock. Yeah. So, like, I was like, yo, I said Silent Library. He's like, yeah, sure. Silent Library.
I was trying to get, like, the comparison there. I felt like I had it.
Call me out on my bluff, bro. It's okay. It's my show, but still, it's okay. You can call me out on the bluff.
It's all right. But
shout out to my brother real quick. I'm drinking this Bucky's mug right here. You see that mug right there? Okay.
It's pretty dope.
This guy's from Texas. This is like a Texas gas station, and this is like from Sheetz. Like the Sheetz in Texas is Bucky's.
Oh, wow.
All right. So shout out to Bucky's.
Shout out Bucky's.
I honestly, their logo is the funniest thing on the planet. Like, look at that. Like
the two butt teeth.
It's just like it's a beaver, and Bucky's is the man. I do have a comedy shirt that I wear with Bucky. So shout out to you, Chris. Thank you for the cup.
Shout out, Chris.
Keeping my vocals all good to go as a podcast. You got to keep talking. You know what I mean? But yeah, man, I'm having a great time. What can we look forward to? You have your website. Shout out your website here.
You can find my website at www.northstarfilms.mypixieset.com. So it's a lot, but it's also my bio on Instagram.
Okay. My Pixie Set. Is Pixie Set... go ahead, take your drink. So you want to take
no, 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 go ahead.
Okay. Is Pixie Set the website that you use to help develop it? Or
yeah,
is it...
it's the website I use to help develop it. It's actually very useful, very easy, simple.
Is it photography like friendly, or is it just for like almost anyone could probably go on that website and do their thing?
I feel like anyone could go on that website because it's not only like tabs there for photography. There's a lot of different... things you can adjust, things you can edit yourself. So honestly, I would use that app for pretty much anything.
Okay, that's good to know because I don't know. I've never thought about making a website. I think
it's a good idea though
to make a website.
Mm-hmm. Even posting weekly updates, like
true.
Little clips from your podcast. It doesn't have to be the whole thing, but just like little clips. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those little clips I make every week, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I'm also going to throw another one in a mix, I think, on Tuesday called, because I need something to highlight tea time.
Right.
I need something to highlight tea time, so tea time Tuesdays.
And that could be a whole, like, a whole little folder, like, that people could click on, like, tea time. Click on that. Now there's, like, little clips from tea time, like your favorite 20-second clips, for example.
Yeah, with the on the website, you're saying.
Yeah, on the website.
And with you and your website, you know, you have it organized in a very professional manner. You know, you have different tabs as far as, like, for sports, graduations, parties, music videos. You know, you have a very specific, it's very organized. It's appealing to the people, you know. So Right. Hats off, credit to you for doing that.
Thank you.
How long did that take for you to develop, you know, and it's still going up to this day, right?
Yeah, it's updated, but realistically, to really start it off, it probably took me like a day.
Really?
Yeah, like a day. Just to start it up, at least get a couple folders going, a couple pages set up.
So you're telling me it's that easy?
Yeah, it's
but you can do it.
No, yeah, exactly. Anyone could really do it. You just have to sit there. Like, me personally, I'll take my time on anything. Like, I'm pretty much a perfectionist. I try to be, at least. And so it's just going to take me a while. But me personally, like, I don't care sitting in front of my laptop for like 8 hours, 9 hours, because I honestly just don't notice how long I really be on my laptop until I'm done with everything.
It's funny that you say that, because I remember a time when I went over to your place and I walked in and you sat on a laptop the whole time.
Yeah.
Just working, just sat on a laptop. We're all vibing in the room. I think we were all freestyling in the room. That's when I met Cinco. He was out there freestyling. He was doing great. Z Visions was there, so it was 1K. Playing some UFC and all that. And yeah, you did stay on your laptop the whole time.
Like, when I'm locked in, I'm locked into my laptop. Like, there could be a whole group of people around me. I'm still going to be... I try to be interactive, but still, like, I'm still locked in.
Discipline. Yeah. That's a great trait to have. What can you credit your discipline trait to? And you keep saying that you're a perfectionist.
Mm-hmm.
What can you credit that to?
Why do you
feel like those are personal traits that you have developed over time?
I don't know. I feel like I just always had it, like, I'm a little OCD. Like, I feel like everything just has to be a certain way to me. Like, if... For example, like, a scene is off while I'm recording, like, I would need to fix that before I even put it on my project, even add it to the timeline, for example. It's just, like, me personally. I just need things to look the best it can, if that makes sense.
Yo, Harrison, I got a question for you, bro.
What's up?
Do people get angry when they try to tell you something to do? Like, let's say you got a vision and they're telling you something different. Does it make you angry?
I definitely feel some type of way sometimes, but it's just, like, at the end of the day, they're paying me for their vision, including mine. But, like, if they prefer, like, if they have a whole creative board set up where how they want it, I'll always respect that. Like, I'll probably add a few things if I do feel as if, like, if I add this, it'll be extra. You feel me? But, like, I always just communicate well with them.
What they, like, not if they're paying you. Let's say someone just kind of critiques your work just a little bit. Like, maybe you could change this, but you're like, no, that's what I went with. You know what I mean?
I feel like when I was first beginning, I was more like, bro, who are you? But then it's just like, now I just take it into consideration. Like, if I like it, I'm going to do it. If I don't, I'm just cool on it. But I'm not going to show it, express emotion. Like, I'm not going to be like, oh.
I should work on that. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, but like, I remember one time I made an intro for this video. And my buddy was like, dude, you should cut it shorter for like 1 second. You know what I mean? I was like, bet, I'll do that. Now, every time I watch that video, I'm like, I should have kept it a second longer. You know what I mean? I got angry.
So it's never a bad idea to take advice. But like, just because you took the advice doesn't mean, or listen to the advice doesn't mean like you should use it. Like, it's all right to say no. Like, it's cool. I like it how it is. Like,
I got you.
If they're going to be mad at you over that, it's just like, bro.
I got you.
It was just never really thorough.
Yeah, I got you. From just like, you know, like a creator to creator. You know what I mean? Yeah, I want your opinion, you know? That's good. Cool.
No, I'm thinking about what you said about like in the beginning, you're like, who the fuck are you? You know, because unfortunately, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with the people. I take criticism, but sometimes I take criticism and it just doesn't go the way that it should have gone because I'm like stuck in my ways. Like when you said, when you're locked in, right? And you're doing your work, that's when you want to talk about photography. Well, me... When I'm doing something else that has nothing to pertain to the podcast and then people want to try to critique me on that moment, I'm like, dude, I'm sorry, but I'm not watching what you're talking about. So, like, I'm going to get a little bit frustrated. And that happened this week, and I did have to talk to homie after, be like, yo, I appreciate you. I really do. But, like, you're giving me criticism at the worst times. And I'm like, and it comes off as, like, I don't want to fucking hear it, but it's not because I don't want to hear it. It's just I don't want to hear it at that moment.
Right.
You know, and that's really what the truth of it is. So if anyone ever gives me criticism, because I've been told that I am hard to work with, okay?
I find it pretty easy.
let you edit one of my videos. I mean, I'm sure you probably won't be saying that after that, you know? it's because it, like how you said with being a perfectionist, mm-hmm. same way.
Yeah, no, I feel that, like, especially, like, I had a couple people make logos for me, for example. I will give them the vision, but I feel like it just doesn't come out how I want it to be. So I'll try to, like, explain it to them, try to have them fix it. But, like, I also ran into a couple situations where I didn't like the logo regardless. Like, I've paid this amount of money and I still don't like it. So I just didn't use it. And yeah. It's never like, oh, I need my money back. Nah, you could keep the money. I'm just not going to use it.
It's all love. Yeah, yeah. No, I get exactly what you're saying. Yeah. As far as, like, back to the comedy, I forgot to mention this. I did get one constructive criticism to that, okay? And one constructive criticism came from Emmy, so thank you for this, because she knows me personally. She said, I feel like it was too rehearsed, you know? I was like, really? I said, I didn't know that that could be a thing, you know? You know, so she was like, she would rather see more Kevin, you know? And when she said that, I understood what she was saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand.
Because Kevin likes to heckle, you know? He likes to make a joke. Like, all right, one of the jokes, right? My last name is fucked up, all right? Mike, give the microphone to Ty. Ty, I'm going to spell my last name for you, and I want to see how you pronounce it, okay? So my last name, I have two last names, okay? My first last name is spelled M-O-N-G-E. How do you pronounce that?
Monge.
Say it in the mic.
Monge.
All right. Cool.
Monage.
Monage. Monge. I heard Manji, Monge, but I asked this one guy in the thing, right? And he said Mo. And I said, Mo. I said, what the fuck did you hear, bro? Like, that was natural. That was Kevin.
Right.
You
right.
know, and I would like to incorporate that in my comedy whenever I do it, you know? So thank you for being the example, Ty.
Not too, brother.
Appreciate it. Listen, Northstar, we're gonna start wrapping this up. We're going to get into tea time here in a little bit. Once again, thank you. It's been a pleasure having you back. Thank you for being so empathetic and, like, understanding that this happened, that it deleted. Like I told you, I felt embarrassed that it happened. You being the man that you are, and especially in the field that you're in, you're understanding, so I really appreciate you for that.
Trust me, in this field, you're going to run into a lot of bumps, and it's just like, hopefully they understand. If they don't, then it's just like, ooh.
Oof.
<That's sound. laughs> But I truly understand, and I'm thankful for you even having me on here.
Thank you, man.
Keep doing your thing.
Can I, you want to share any final things for the people listening? Any advice that you want to give to young starters up and coming, you know? Just words of advice.
The biggest advice I would give, like, someone who's starting is not take a lot of criticism, like, to heart. Because everyone's always going to have something to say about anything, you know? Like, at the end of the day, they're not paying your bills. They're not working for you. They're not making you, like, you feel me? So you shouldn't really take their opinions into, like, heart. Like, I hear a lot of, especially starting up, like, I heard a lot of, oh, there's no money in photography. What are you doing it for?
Really?
Like, yeah. A lot of people always have things to say. But me personally, like, this is what I like. It's my passion. And if you're passionate about something, I feel like you shouldn't just stop because of what other people are saying.
Perfect. Worded perfectly. You can't stop because of what other people are saying, because everyone's going to have something to say.
Always.
And they're always going to criticize you. And as long as you know that you're on the right path, which in my eyes, you are well on your way, especially with Northstar Spotlight. Like I said, one of my biggest highlights as to what you do. I really appreciate those videos. And I'm sure all the artists appreciate your work and the videos that you put out. And yeah, man, you just keep staying on your grind, man. You're consistent. Mm-hmm. Your social media engagement is, like, really, really key right now. Keep it up, man.
Thank you. You too. Don't ever stop, middleman.
Never will, man. I think there's no more seasons, bro. We're just going to keep running with it. That's it. There's no more timeouts.
Keep it rolling.
Keep it rolling. Keep the cameras rolling. And once again, this is Kevin Martinez, the host of the Middleman Podcast, joined here by my friend Harrison, Northstar Films. Yes, thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. And please make sure you stick around for tea time. You know, not inspired by... No, excuse me, not brought to you by, but inspired by Arizona Iced Tea. Grab yourself the Arizona Iced Tea and stay tuned for part two. See you later.
Peace.
All right. I know what you're thinking. Kev, seriously? Another ad? Are you serious, bro? But listen. If you're enjoying this conversation, you really want to listen to this ad, okay? Listen, I got good news for you. We have exclusive bonus content strictly on YouTube after this podcast with the same guests, right? Check this out. And this segment is called Tea Time, right? Now, Tea Time is not brought to you by, but inspired by Arizona Iced Tea. So that's right. Do yourself a favor. Go out there, buy yourself an Arizona Iced Tea, and join us strictly on YouTube for extra bonus content on Tea Time. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you there. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe.